Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
This week, with Health Minister Andrew Little, I asked him about the release of unvaccinated Māori data for the rest of the North Island after the Final Order Commissioning Agency won another legal battle earlier this week. But I first asked him about the interim report from the review at Pharmac, which said there is a lack of transparency in the agency's decision-making process and its medicine buying strategies is disadvantaging Māori, Pacifica and disabled people.
We set up the review, and the amongst the things we wanted them to specifically look at was the level of transparency and the timeliness of decision making, and the interim report has said, look, these are problems, these are problem areas. The review panel said they themselves had difficulty getting information they thought they needed to get an understanding of the problems. But that's now being reflected in the report. The next thing is for the review panel to do their final report, which will have solutions to the problems they've identified, and I'm expecting that at the end of February. But look, the report is the report. There's probably not a lot that's surprising in it, because plenty of other people, plenty of stakeholders have been saying similar comments for some time.
But the report itself showed more problems than just transparency, though, too focused on saving money rather than saving lives. Only 4 out of 150 staff are Māori. Te Tiriti principles are basically non-existent in the decision-making process, and there are equity problems for Māori Pacifica and those disabled people. That's really not acceptable, is it?
So one of the terms of reference was specifically about equity and how equitable their decision-making and their outcomes are. So that's why they will have focused on that, and they've drawn their conclusions from what they've seen in relation to that. So that is right. In terms of saving money, I mean, their job, they are a procurement agency. Their job is to negotiate the best deal possible. And because they're dealing with pharmaceuticals and therapeutics, you know, they take technical and medical advice, clinical advice on the efficacy of the various drugs that they are buying and are prevailed upon to buy. So you expect them to do that. But in the end, what we require them to do is to be as transparent as possible, and to ensure that their decision making is governed by principles of equity, so that when they are making decisions about particular therapeutics, looking at the impact on the population in general and specific population groupings, to make sure that we're having the right treatments for people, and high levels of incidence of a particular condition in one population, that still has to be treated, and that should feature in their decision making.
Well, Malcolm Mulholland, the husband of the late Patient Voices Aotearoa advocate Wiki Mulholland, told the newsroom recently that Pharmax culture is broken, as what the report has shown. What do you think of it?
The report has highlighted some problems, and they were problems that people had talked about before, and so we wanted an independent review. They've got to the bottom of those problems. The next chunk of work for the review panel is to come up with some solutions, and that is their job now. And I'm expecting that report at the end of February, so I'm keen to see what they say about solutions.
What sort of solutions would you have in mind? Well, we don't have the report yet, but do you have any solutions in mind right now?
Well, I don't know, and that's the reason why we set up the review panel, to gauge whether or not what various stakeholders were telling us could be verified, and clearly it can be, and then it's for the review panel to come up with some solutions. So I have a completely open mind about it, and it is for them to give advice to me, and I look forward to that advice.
Should any reforms of Pharmac or structural reforms of Pharmac be included in the health sector reforms from the start?
Well, Pharmac has been around for, nearly 30 years. It was set up because we were spending a huge amount of our health budget on pharmaceuticals, and it was uncoordinated, and different parts of the health system were doing different things. So it was about trying to bring some rationalisation to that, but also make sure that the decision-making on procuring pharmaceuticals and therapeutics bore some relationship to what we were trying to achieve in terms of efficacy of treatments. So we need a Pharmac. It is seen around the world as a great thing. pharmaceutical companies don't like it, they hate it, and they do everything they can to campaign against it. That tells me that PharmEc, you know, and the model is doing the right thing. But, you know, it's a public organisation and it's got to acquit itself as if it were a public organisation, so there has to be a level of transparency. And they are an organisation in New Zealand, and we know across New Zealand there are inequities in access to health care and health services, and they've got to take that into account when they make their decisions. And so we need to make sure that the organisation, which we need, is operating in a way that meets our expectations.
Well, this PharmEc review isn't looking into the funding it has right now. Can you commit that in the next financial year that there will be increases to the budget?
No, I can't, and no government can. I mean, opposition politicians typically do promise that, but you can't. And under this government, we've increased PharmEc funding by, I think, 25% in the time that we've been in government. And the reality is, you know, what we spend on pharmaceuticals is part of the wide range of health decisions that we take and the funding decisions we take for health, so there's always going to be trade-offs. And what we spend on health, which includes PharmEc, comes in the context of all the other decisions that government has to make in terms of where it spends its money. So there are trade-offs between health and other government activities. So there is no science about how much you spend on pharmaceuticals. What you want to make sure is that the way you fund your pharmaceutical procurement agency, PharmEc, in this case, is enough to, you know, provide the treatments that are needed, including where we can, those rare disorders that need very expensive treatments, so that, you know, that is treated fairly and equitably and so on as well. But whatever government funds, wherever there is any activity that is fully government funded, it always is always going to be subject to trade-offs from one budget to the next, and PharmEc is no different.
Okay, moving to my second topic of the day. Now, the Final Order Commissioning Agency recently won a second case in court down in Wellington for unvaccinated Maori data at Te Kaua Maui, or the North Island. Why hasn't the Ministry of Health proactively releasing the data since the first court case, and instead having to wait for the commissioning agency to go back to court again?
What has happened, certainly since the last court hearing, is that the Ministry has worked with the Final Order Commissioning Agency to release data. The Ministry took the view that the Final Order Commissioning Agency wasn't the only relevant party they had to deal with, because it's information of personal details of people, including, you know, health details. They had to consult with iwi and Māori health organisations, so they did that in order to get their understanding and knowledge about what information was being released before it was released to the Final Order Commissioning Agency. The reality is there were some differing views within Te Ao Māori about whether and what information should be released. Nevertheless, information was released, but the Final Order Commissioning Agency, you know, took the view that it wasn't being released fast enough, and so they went back to court. What the court decided was that the Ministry should not be effectively seeking the consent of iwi and Māori health organisations, by all means consult them, and what they ordered the Ministry to do was to continue the process of reaching agreement with the Final Order Commissioning Agency on disclosure of information. The High Court didn't say, right, you must now disclose everything you've got. They actually said, your process you've got is, you know, partly, in fact, mainly right, but there is urgency to this and you must get on and finalise your agreements with the Final Order Commissioning Agency to get that information released. And that's what they're doing.
Would it be too late right now, considering the Auckland border will be lifted early next week and basically Aucklanders can go everywhere to the rest of the country?
Well, it's never too late, and we know that there are regions, and Taitokoro Northland is one of them, where you would not have said even a few weeks ago that they were going to hit the 90% vaccination level, and they're not going to. And it may take some weeks before that happens. There is a deep-seated culture of resistance to the vaccination, and it could be a bunch of reasons, including needle phobia and those sorts of things. But it is hard going to get the vaccination levels up there, and there's other areas within New Zealand where that's the case as well. It's never too late. Desirably, this should have, might have been sorted out some weeks ago, but it wasn't. And nevertheless, information has been released more recently, will continue to be released, and the vaccination program will continue as well, because we need to get it going.
Okay. Well, this is our last chat for the year 2021. It's been a long year. So how do you sum up this year?
Oh, good grief. Yeah, it's been a very, very busy, very, very full year. And a challenging year. I think the latest outbreak has been very challenging. But the health system carries its own challenges too. And we've embarked on a significant reform. We've got, major challenges, workforce challenges that we still have to do. So, look, it's been a phenomenally busy year. But always, Justin, I've enjoyed every one of our conversations.
Thanks. And what are you looking for in the new year?
Well, certainly a rest. I'm looking forward to that after next week. And then, we'll be back into it at the end of January. And, it'll be good to continue and see out these health reforms. I think that has the potential to make a huge difference and get down and continue to really knuckle down and address some of the long-standing, outstanding problems in our health system.
What are your Christmas plans?
Around Wellington, and then my wife and I got a week or so up in Taranaki by the seaside, and hopefully get some time in the garden and walk the dog and do those sort of things that you just seldom get to do in this job.
Well, sounds amazing. Merry Christmas, Minister, and thanks so much for talking to us this year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Justin, and thank you for all your time as well. Thank you.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire.